Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, it's won 5 international awards. TheThirdIngredient.com is the website. Check it out. That's with the number 3. Dr. Judith Glaser is our guest, our good friend, the author of The DNA of Leadership, also Conversational Intelligence, groundbreaking research that she's done on the power of our emotions and our on conversation. Judith, thanks again for being here. Her conversation today with her, though, is around her bout with cancer, her multiple bouts with cancer, what she's learned, that journey, how that journey has taken her. Judith, in my column this week, I talk about something that happened 15 years ago. Warren Zevon died from lung cancer. You know who mm-hmm. Warren Zevon is? He was the guy who wrote and performed the song "Werewolves of London" and things mm-hmm. like that. Anyway, mm-hmm. he was one of my favorite rock stars. He died with cancer, but a few months before he died, he knew he was going to die, and he went on the Letterman show, and David said, "Warren, what have you learned from all this?" They both knew he was dying. And he looked right into the camera, and I wrote about this in my column. He looked right into the camera at everybody watching, and he said, "Enjoy every sandwich."
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
And
that is so sweet.
And he was saying, "Breaking news. You know, you're not going to get out of this alive. Something. You know, we're all gonna go one of these days from something." Enjoy every sandwich. And I think he was talking about attitude. The thing that I've been most impressed about you has been not only your fight and your grit and your courage, but your attitude. I mean, you've never for one moment not lived your life as you've gone through all this. And I just think there's healing power in that, Judith.
Well, you're right. And your instincts are right. And then your science is right. Because what I've been spending all these years, 4 decades more, is studying when people are healthy, what's going on inside of them. I was fascinated with neuroscience. I started to read medical books when I was 11. Like, it was ridiculous. And then I married a guy with 2 PhDs in medicinal and pharmaceutical chemistry to be not only my life partner, but to also speak to the stuff that is coming out in the research now. So I had a gut feeling that human beings that had a positive attitude, human beings that could reframe challenges reframe what we would call failures, like if a team in a company fails to deliver the money that they were expected to deliver, a lot of leaders might go after, well, who did the whodunit problem, you know, and why did we fail, and focus on problems. And I said, linguistically, if we focus on reframing how we talk about what's going on and say, hey, that was a big challenge for us, let's take a look at it, let's double click.
What did we
learn? What did we learn? Yes, exactly. What did we learn? And how do we look back to look forward? And that is a brilliant mind shift that gets people to talk about what are the best things that we could think about experimenting with and trying, and how do we support each other, and what do we want to do next that could be innovative and groundbreaking? It's a new language wrapped around what used to be called problems and calling them aspirations for the future, opportunities for the future. And as I studied that with teams all over the world, I've interacted with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in companies, big companies like Target with 365,000 people, IBM with almost 400,000 people, and studied them and then pulled from them their greatest approaches to life. It was what you're talking about. You shift the attitude in a company so that you then all of a sudden open up what's called the prefrontal cortex. If you put your hand right next to your forehead, right in front of your forehead. That part of the brain was only discovered in 1990s. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that it existed. It's mm-hmm. a different part of the brain that when we activate this, we do it together, support each other, oxytocin-driven interaction dynamics, that brain, literally the key opens, that chemistry opens that door, and people go outrageously beyond what they ever thought they could do.
Is there something we need to do? But isn't that attitude, isn't the key to unlocking that and receiving the power of all of that from other people? Mm-hmm. Isn't the key the attitude that I'm going to unlock this? I'm going to make myself available. I'm going to open up.
Yes. Yes. It's the belief. It's the belief that you have. And I use the word magic, and I use it. I mean, look, I work with big business companies. So, you know, that word's like sometimes, what does magic. That mean? They're now accepting. Yeah. but leaders are accepting it because they see that in one meeting, we've had people say, this meeting felt different. And, you know, you don't bring feelings into this. It's changing. The world is changing. How do we describe something that feels good? Well, there are only, believe it or not, 5 to 7 major emotions that people talk about. Anger, fear, happiness. You know, they're very simple. But the body generates much more of feelings. You know, you have it. You say, tell me about what are you feeling? What's going on for you? We need to open those doors because when we do, attitude shifts. Mm-hmm. People start to support each other. And the brain willfully opens up to give you access to this engine that can see that. I'm not kidding. It can see the future.
Judith, hold on. I'm going to stop you for a second. Folks, someone who is on chemotherapy right now for cancer. Does she sound like she's fighting, or does she sound like she's giving up? This is someone who has never stopped living her life for a moment. She's a model for all of us. She's a clinic for what she talks about. And I'm so proud of her, and she's one of my heroes. Judith Glaser, thank you for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.